Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 11, The Jedi Nexus. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now, many strands in the web of galactic events have come together on board the Empire's ultimate weapon, an enormous space-going fortress called the Death Star. At large in its vast interior, pursued by Imperial stormtroopers, are a strange assortment of rebels. Luke Skywalker and his droids R2-D2 and C-3PO, the Princess Leia Organa, and the veteran Jedi Knight Ben Kenobi. Allied with them by necessity are Captain Han Solo of the Millennium Falcon and his co-pilot Chewbacca, a pair of reckless smugglers. And arrayed against these seven are the powers of a determined and merciless empire and its most feared agent, Darth Vader.
I assure you, Governor Tarkin, he is here.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? What makes you think so, Vader?
I sensed his aura clinging to that starship we captured. A tremor in the Force. Last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master.
If there is anyone on that starship, the scanning crew will detect them. But surely Kenobi must be dead by now.
Do not underestimate the power of the Force. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a Jedi Knight. He is capable of things that would seem impossible to ordinary men. Men who understand only their machines and the things they can see and touch.
Men like me, is this what you're implying? I tell you, Vader, the Jedi are extinct. Their fire has gone out of the universe, as you should well know, having brought that about. You, my friend, are all that's left of their religion.
I think not.
Well, enough of this. I had thought the Princess Leia might still be of use to us in locating the rebel base, but since the ship we captured appears to be empty, I have canceled her reprieve. I intend to have her executed at... Well, what is it?
Governor Tarkin, we have an alert in detention block AA-23. It seems the princess has escaped somehow. We're not quite sure yet how
the
it
princess.
Happened.
Princess, put all sections on alert. Locate her and any other rebels at once.
Yes, sir.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is here. The Force is with him.
If you're right, he will not be allowed to escape.
Escape may not be his plan, but the other rebels can be of use to us in the manner we discussed. I suggest you make the necessary arrangements at once.
And General Kenobi?
Patterns are emerging that have great meaning for the Jedi. This nexus of events is brought about by the Force itself. I must face Obi-Wan Kenobi. Alone.
Has been shot. The other's been knocked cold.
A couple of you get them down to sick bay.
Pass me through to the security commander.
What's your situation there?
Sir, we're in the command office overlooking the captured starship. The scanning crewmen on the ship were knocked unconscious and the guards have been shot.
Any sign of the rebels?
None, sir.
Check the place out thoroughly, then search the entire area.
Yes, sir. All right, let's check this place over, top to bottom.
There's a storage locker over here.
Okay, stand back. Get ready to fire. They'll open it.
What did you? They're mad. They've broken and attacked the duty crew and locked us in there. They're heading for the prison level. If you hurry, you might still catch them.
You, stay on the console and report that. Will do. The rest of you follow me.
Oh, come along, Archie, quickly.
Hey, where are you two going?
Yes, that's it. All this excitement has overrun the circuits of my counterpart here. If you don't mind, sir, I'd like to take him down to maintenance.
Yeah, all right.
What? Oh, the handheld comm link.
What's that, droid?
Oh, nothing, sir, nothing. Come along, R2.
Hmm.
Master Luke and the others don't seem to have arrived here at the docking bay yet. Something must have happened to them. Wait, is there another computer outlet around here somewhere? Oh, plug yourself into the network and see if they've been captured. The comlink. Oh, I'd forgotten I turned it off.
3PO,
are you there, Master Luke?
3PO!
Oh, yes, sir. No, we've had some problems. I can't begin to...
We're stuck in a garbage compactor. It's closing in on us. Shut down all the trash smashers on the detention level. Do you copy?
Yes, sir.
Shut down all the garbage smashers on the detention level.
Yes.
We're going to be crushed.
No. I'll just shut them all down. Oh, hurry. Oh, they're dying down there. Curse this metal body. I wasn't fast enough. It's all my fault. My poor master. Did you get it, Arthur? Yes, sir.
That's it. Now wait near the ship. We'll meet you there.
Yes, sir. Come along, Arthur.
I figured for a while there we were all going to be a whole lot thinner. I never thought those droids would pull it off.
And you said you hated machinery that talked back.
No more. Okay, here, dump your armor over there, but hang on to your belt. It's got survival gear on it.
Right.
Now we can get out of here. If we can just avoid any more female advice. Come on, Chewie, let's get...
Listen, see. I don't know who you are or where you came from, but from now on you do as I tell you. Understand?
Now look, your worshipfulness. Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from one person, me.
It's a wonder you're still alive. Now, will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
No reward is worth this. After you, Your Highness. The Falcon down there. Oh, me too, Chewie.
3PO, do you copy? Are you safe?
For the moment, Master Luke. R2 and I are directly across the hangar from the ship.
We're on the level right above you. Stand by.
You mean to tell me that you flew here in that old wreck? You're braver than I thought.
Oh, nice, isn't she? Come on.
There they are!
Uh-oh. Stormtroopers. Let them have it, Chewie!
Hold back!
Keep them running, Chewie!
You two, come for the ship!
Come on, come back!
Come on, Princess!
Whee! I'm going, Chewie! Keep on up! They're coming back! Let's get out of here! Up ahead! They're closing those blast doors! Move it! Gotta make those doors before they close! Come on, Chewie! Hold it! We gotta shoot the lock! Whichever of those geniuses back there thought of having the blast doors shot ain't getting a promotion for it. Listen, I think we can work our way around to the ship. That squeak was too close for me. If we get back to her, I say we make a break right away, whether the rest of them are there or not. Come on, we don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody but us, that is. Did they care about us when they dragged us into this crazy deal? So why should we stick around and maybe get burned down for them? One chance to get out of here with our skins may be all we get, Chewie. Come on, fur face, you're gonna ruin our reputations. All right, let's get back first and see what happens from there. But whatever those rebels offer us for getting that princess back, I want at least twice as much.
Oh.
Are those stormtroopers still out in the corridor?
I'll take another look. Oh, yeah. Still there, but they're not headed this way. I think they're guarding that junction down there.
They're between us and the ship. We'll have to find a way around them.
Well, we're safe enough in this utility compartment for now. If we just wait a minute or two, the troopers might be ordered away to chase Han and Chewie. If not, we can always duck out and try another route.
I suppose you're right. Oh. Luke, how'd you get involved in all this?
It's sort of complicated. See, R2 wound up at our farm on Tatooine. I found your message when I was cleaning him up. R2 ran off to find Ben, and I followed him, but Ben found us instead. Then we hired Han to bring us to Alderaan.
And when we got here, Alderaan was gone. Destroyed.
You know about that.
I saw it happen.
I'm so sorry.
The important thing now is to see that it never happens again. Look.
Well, they're coming this way.
Are they gone?
I'll check. Yeah. Probably after Han and Chewbacca. And the corridor junction looks clear.
Then we better go. Remember the way?
I think so.
You there!
What?
Stand where you are!
Come on. Quick, run!
I think we took a wrong turn.
This must be the central core shaft.
There's no way across.
We can't go back. They're blocking our way.
Shut the hatch, be quick.
There's no lock.
I'll shoot the control panel. Stand back. That'll hold for a while.
But not for long. We've got to find the control that extends the bridgeway across the shaft.
Oh, I think I just blasted it.
They're trying to burn their way through the hatch.
Sounds like they're succeeding. Look, you better stand on the one side, Princess. Out of the line of fire. I'll try and hold them off.
Luke, no. There must be some other way.
None that I can see.
Look out!
What?
Up there, across the shaft, more troopers!
Just what we needed! Wait a minute. That's it. My belt!
Belt!
I took it off a stormtrooper. Look, it's got a grappling hook on it. We'll swing across the shaft. Here, take the blaster. Keep him busy. Now let's just hope the hook's strong enough. There's enough line on the spool.
But where will you secure it?
Look, those outlet clusters up in the shaft. There. Here goes.
Luke, they're getting the hatch open.
The hook caught. We're in business. Grab hold of me tight.
Wait. A kiss for luck.
We'll need it. Hang on. We made it!
Now what?
Let me get rid of this line.
How do we get to the ship from here?
There's a service hatch down there to the left, I think. Let's go. Come on.
There's the ship! I take back everything I said about her.
Look, there's Han and Chewbacca.
We kept you. Me and Chewie were thinking of starting the party without you.
We ran into some old friends.
Is the ship all right? And where's Ben? And R2 and 3PO?
Now, the Falcon seems okay, and the droids are right over there. Haven't seen the old man, though. Let's just hope he puts that tractor beam out of commission and he's on his way back.
But that still leaves all those stormtroopers in the hangar to worry about.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out an angle on that.
What about the hangar bay doors?
I'm counting on them still being on auto. They shoot open when the Falcon gets to them.
But the stormtroopers...
We won't get another chance like this. If nothing changes in the next few minutes, we're gonna have to take them on.
What about Ben?
We can't do a job on everybody in the garrison, Luke. If he's not back by the time we go, tough luck.
I'm not going
Luke,
anywhere...
Luke, you do what you want. Me and Chewie are giving it a couple more minutes and then we're gonna make a break for the ship.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan Kenobi. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now, I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Have you finished whatever petty errand it is that brings you here? The tractor beam, perhaps?
I have deactivated it, yes.
Little good that will do you, Obi-Wan. Ready?
Ready.
powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Why don't you stand your ground? Patterns of the Force have reached a nexus. You think you can retreat forever? You've learned fear in your old age.
A Jedi never forgets how to die, Darth.
Why do you glance aside, Obi-Wan? Your young friends? You'll have to forget them. Your life is over.
That rests with the Force.
Ben! Why do you salute, Obi-Wan?
No! Run, Luke, run.
What's this? His robe is empty.
Luke, come on, kid, quick!
So, that was Obi-Wan's intent. A diversionary tactic. A full sacrifice. They made their escape, and now they think they've won.
By striking me down, you have made me more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Stood there and let himself be cut down.
Oh, Luke.
Why wouldn't he defend himself?
I can't explain it to you, Luke. The Jedi lead their lives according to what they believe the Force demands of them, and it's not always something the rest of us can understand.
But that still doesn't
I know that Ben must have had some reason, some overriding purpose in allowing Darth Vader to take his life.
Vader? That was Vader who killed him?
Yes. He's the one who's been trying to recover the plans of the Death Star.
Vader killed my father. Vader betrayed the Jedi, and Vader's troops killed my aunt and uncle.
Luke, calm down.
Vader's taken away everything I ever had, and I ran from him. Don't you understand that? Vader took away everything I ever had.
Everything I had too, Luke.
Alderaan, your whole world destroyed. How can you live with that? How do you go on?
You find a purpose to justify the sacrifice.
Like Ben did.
Yes. Mine's to stop Vader and Tarkin and the Empire. I think that's worthwhile. What about you?
Yes. I do too. It's just, Ben seemed like he'd always be there, you know? Like he was the one thing that I could always count on. And I...
What, Luke?
I thought I heard him. After he was cut down, I thought I heard him. I was firing at the stormtroopers, and all of a sudden it was as if Ben were at my shoulder, like when he was teaching me to use the lightsaber. He wasn't in my line of vision, but he was there, talking to me.
We were all calling to you. You probably mistook
I that. Heard you and Han, but this was Ben. He said, run, Luke, run. And I did. I can't believe he's gone. I just can't believe it.
There was nothing you could have done.
Come on, buddy. We got work to do. We're not out of this yet.
What?
We'll be coming up on their sentry ships in a minute. We'll have to take them head on. I'd rather have live gunners in the turrets than trust computers.
What do you want me to do?
Well, Chewie's flying, and I'm taking the top gun turret. I want you to man the belly guns.
Oh, well...
Look, I love to chat all day, but we've got a date with those Imperial TIE fighters.
Sure.
As for you, your wonderfulness. Chewie could use a hand in the cockpit right about now.
I'll do what I can, Captain.
I'm sure you will, sweetheart. Well, come on! Chewie doesn't like to be kept waiting. Save us from princesses. Okay. You ever fire a quad gun mount before?
I...
Luke!
To... No.
Well, it's simple. The servos and targeting instrumentation is all standard. Don't rely on your computer alone. Eyeball it once in a while.
Whatever you say.
Just climb down the ladder into the belly turret and shoot anything that's not us. Clear enough for you?
Right.
Off you go. When you're in, put on your headset and we'll run you through a couple of test reverses.
I'm on my way.
Okay. You in, kid?
Yeah.
Okay, take the firing grips and get the feel. Make sure the tracking servos answer properly.
Feels okay.
Okay, got you. Targeting computer engaged?
Of course.
Good. Your sensors will give you an audio simulation for a rough idea of where those fighters are when they're not on your screen.
Right.
It'll sound like they're right there in the turret with you.
Got it.
We've got four TIE fighters closing back.
Check.
The fighters are breaking. They're almost on us.
Stay sharp, Luke.
Here they come.
Get up!
Missed.
One coming your way.
I see him.
Lead him, lead him.
They're all around us.
They're coming in too fast.
Well, they're not about to slow down for you. Pay attention to your audio and pick them up on their approach runs, Luke.
Han, we're coming your way.
I got it. Don't worry, she'll hold together. Maybe you heard me. Hold together. That's one. Three to go. One coming at you, Luke.
Got him. Han, I got him.
Great, kid. Don't get cocky.
There's still some more out there.
What's under your guns, Luke? Nail him. I have to pay for all these repairs.
I'm trying. Care of him. Han! One coming right at you!
I see him! Get up after them! Four, three, three!
You did it!
Ah, nice work, Luke! Chewie, punch in the jump to light speed! We made it!
The Millennium Falcon speeds off with her disparate passengers and crew after victories and losses. But the Death Star dogs her track. As a final confrontation takes form and patterns emerge from the Force, and freedom and peace are to live or die with the final contest of Death Star against Rebels. Star Wars, Episode 11 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Behrens as Ben Kenobi, Keen Curtis as Tarkin, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.